It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock and a very good morning. My name is Jim Thorne and today is Friday. And you know what that means. That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Well, today's program, we're going to feature somebody who has an incredible resume. He's been on the program in the past, but it's been well over a year since he's been in the studio. Kimball Funches is an extraordinary trumpeter, having performed with some of the greats, B.B. King, the OJs, Charlie Pride, the Four Tops, Dorothy Moore, Bobby Rush, the list goes on. Kimball is also a music arranger and an educator. He's performed concerts as a tribute to Louis Armstrong, which are incredible, I understand, and he's worked with students from across the state, helping them discover and enjoy music. Kimball is active in his church. He's also a husband and dad of four daughters, and he and his wife, Julia, are involved in some really innovative projects, one called Mindfulness Through Music. It's a real pleasure to welcome back into the studio Kimball Funches. Good morning, Kimball.
Top of the day to you, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great, and it's so good to see you.
It's
looking
a pleasure
great.
To be here.
Looking good, man. You're doing all right. Staying busy, I know.
Yes, indeed.
You were talking about the conference yesterday, and just a little synopsis about that. It sounds really, really incredible.
Yes, the Mississippi Whole School Conference was held this week at on the campus of USM, and artists, whether it's the visual arts or performing arts, or even if it was, you know, theater, what have you, they had what we call what they call 3 minute and a mic. So you had 3 minutes basically to get the audience engaged and share what it is that your program is about. And met some wonderful people there. Just, you know, the creativity and the energy of the entire conference was just wonderful. It's great to see they're here in Mississippi once again, man. It's just great. We learned so much from everyone that was there.
Well, we want to get into what you're doing with the Mindfulness Through Music, and you know, it's so innovative. And but I want to kind of talk about your career. I mean, you've had such an incredible career. You're still a young guy. You know, you really are, and you've performed with some of the greats. What are you doing now? I mean, what's on the radar screen for you, Kimball?
At this phase of life, Jim, just being very encouraged about writing and producing my own original music. For so long, people would say, I know that you played with this person, that person. Where is your original music? Where can I find your music? And that encouraged me to want to do that. And so, you know, I'm at a point now where I think about early on being 20, 21, being out on the road with Johnny Taylor. And then from there, Willie Clayton, but playing with the Temptations, the Four Tops, and being able to do that not once, but 3-4 times with groups like that. And Mavis Staple, Charlie Pride, just, you know, tons of people. And God was blessing me to do this early in life, man. So now the trumpet playing is pretty much the scraps, as I say, the scraps of what's left. But I'm going to continue to persevere and keep going with it, and I love being able to do it. And this phase of life, man, it's just about paying it forward and sharing it with the next generation, which we call the young professionals. They are they're the next generation. They're our future, but they're also the here and now, and we have to invest in them now.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of music that you've produced, Keep Pressing On, is that one of those?
Yes, indeed. That was the first single. That was the first original.
Well, let's enjoy that, all right? Folks, you're in for a treat. This is music from Kimball Funches on the Blues and Arts Hour. Here we go.
Thank you.
That is remarkable. Keep pressing on, Kimball Funches. And Kimball, I know some of our listeners are going to say, well, how can I access that? Where can they find that music? And any other information about Kimball Funches?
Yes, that is available on all digital platforms, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify. And we also have a YouTube channel. Cool. So Kimball Funches. Just type in Kimball Funches on any of those platforms and the original music will come up.
Very good. Yes. Very good. Well, we're going to talk in the next segment about the mindfulness through music. Can we do that?
Yeah,
that's one of your passions, I know.
Yes.
All right, we'll do that. Our very special guest is Kimball Funches in the studio. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. I want to thank the longtime sponsor of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind locally-owned Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now is 15 minutes after 9 o'clock. It's 19 minutes after 9. Welcome back. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Kimball Funches is in our studio today, and what a talent he is. Kimball, you know, you do performances. I know you've done these tributes to Louis Armstrong, which are incredible. What have you got coming up concert-wise?
We just did the summer music series for the two museums. We had that on July 9th. It was a very nice turnout there at the museums for that. On the 20th, we're doing the City with Soul show at Dueling Hall, July 20th. And then the following week, July 24th through the 31st, we're performing daily at the Debbie C. Handy Festival in Florence, Alabama.
Wow.
And after we finish that, Jim, it's back to work. So I love this this element of my life, being able to perform and play more during the summer in terms of live performances. So August 1st, we're back to work.
Well, I mean, you're talking about performances and playing. Is that not work?
It definitely is. My wife liked to say, it's great that you're able to have in your life something that you enjoy doing. She said, that's fun. I said, no, it's a lot of work preparing for it. And then, you know, just the process of it. So it's fun work.
Yeah. Now, Kimball, you've got a master's degree in music education, a master's degree in school counseling, and you have really done a terrific job merging those two dimensions together. I want you to kind of talk about that and what has come out of that process.
Jim, throughout my experiences as a music educator, I've been in situations where it's either building band programs or restructuring music programs. And throughout that journey, I started noticing that helping students better focus, being relaxed, paying attention to details or following directions, and being in the moment were four skill sets that were non-negotiable in helping them find their way and navigate through their educational day. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I would see students who would be pulled from band, even in beginner band, because their inability, if you will, to behave in the manner in which the teachers felt like they need to, mm-hmm. and then also paying attention and getting the work done. So as we started developing those programs, we've always done that, but I started looking at it differently and start tying those skill sets into how we approach band, mm-hmm. and encouraging my students, rather than go and have problems in class, let's use these same skill sets that you use in band every day to be successful.
Yeah.
That's a tool. Put it in your pocket and take it with you. Put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
Take it with you. So now we purposely and intently, or from an intentional standpoint, develop our programs for students to use those skill sets. And that's how mindfulness through music came about. And we're appreciative of the fact that we were doing this even long before the pandemic.
Yeah.
So we saw the need for it 7-8 years prior to that. We were using that to help build band programs. And the success of those band programs, it speaks for themselves, because mm-hmm. we had middle school students who, in less than 3 years from building a program from day one, Jim, in less than 3 years, performed the Star Spangled Banner at the Pelicans and Lakers game. And I have to go back to that
because in New Orleans,
we used those skill sets to help them get to that point.
Yeah.
And it's documented. When they hear themselves now, some of them have gone on to college. When they hear themselves playing at the middle school level, the Star Spangled Banner at an NBA game, it speaks for itself. So now they're in another phase of life. So that's my why now.
So what you've done, Kimball, you've taken these young people, teaching them music that they probably never have been exposed to, that incorporates within them these skill sets that are exemplary, or they're shining throughout the rest of their lives, right?
Yes,
that is so cool, so cool. Let's kind of shift gears a little bit. I've got a piece queued up called Medgar on My Mind. Talk about this. It's very interesting.
Medgar Evers, another reason why Mississippi is a great place. This gentleman wanted to impact the lives of so many people. And I think about even today, as we move further away from the era and the time that Medgar Evers was doing the work that he was doing, we now need to keep that here to not only motivate us but inspire us to use our gifts to just help mankind in general. And Medgar inspired me to write that. The first movement of that, which we've already done, is called Memories. So after the Memories, now becomes an action. How does it inspire you to help others? What is going to be your thing that you do to help have an impact on the world that's positive? And so the tribute to Medgar is 1,000% about that. You know, let's reflect on it. Have the memory. Then what is the action? How will it inspire us? And so that's going to be the next 2, 3, 4 movements. And there will probably be 7 movements in there. So that's Memories. Medgar on My Mind.
Here we go. Kimball Funches. Funches and Medgar on My Mind, Memories. And again, how can people access your music, Kimball?
iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, any of the digital platforms. Mm-hmm. Also on YouTube, we have a YouTube channel, Kimball Funches on YouTube, and the original music will come up, plus some short videos of live performances, and even in the studio, working on projects, just snippets from different projects. Just trying to create a space for people to listen to music, whether it's relaxing, whether you're working out. And that's what the music is about. We just want to encourage relaxation, meditation. And then when it's time to, you got to go all out to complete task, we have the energy to do that. But we need that mindset to have some space to relax and just be rejuvenated from time to time.
Well, you know, speaking of the mindfulness through music, that sounds like a pretty detailed but comprehensive type of program. How can people access that, Kimball?
You can go to the Facebook page, Mindfulness Through Music. It's also on LinkedIn, and that's it. We are building Mindfulness Through Music in terms of the social media platform, so people can see what we're doing in the schools, and we, you know, try to be tasteful in terms of how much we show when we show the schools, just kind of showing that we're there, but you know, not to share faces with the students. So we like to post a little bit so people can see what we're doing and how it works. And just be encouraged to not only see the students use it, our young professionals, but also us as adults, how it could benefit us.
And I was going to ask you that. This is not just for students, though, right?
Yes. We believe in this 100%. These are skill sets and activities that I practice with myself. My four daughters can tell you that they have done it as they come through school and played instruments. This has been, you know, the practice. This is what we do. And I knew if it works for me at home with my students, I wanted to share it. And so my wife was like, Kimball, if you can do this in a district where you build a program, we should put a program together, a comprehensive program that can be a grid or a platform or a tool for other schools to use. Mm-hmm. And we can help them implement that if they're, you know, if they're interested and they want to. So that's what Mindfulness Through Music is about.
So if I'm an administrator, school administrator, principal, or maybe even a teacher, how can they get in touch with you, Kimball?
That's the Mindfulness Through Music page. The information is there in terms of contact, KimballFunchesMusic5@gmail.com. But if you go to that page, send us a message and just reach out to us, and we can give you more information on how the program works. And it's not just for band, choir, or music education. This is a cross-curricular tool that helps with professional development for teachers, for staff, and using this across the curriculum. Tying in how music impacts math, how math impacts music, and also social studies, history, how music plays a part in that, and also just ELA. There is so much to benefit from using these as a cross-curricular tool by infusing the arts and mental health nurturing into our daily educational setting. And our area that we're most excited about is using Mindfulness Through Music for the K-5 classroom setting. Because if we can impact those students with using this as a tool on a daily basis from kindergarten through fifth grade, we can change the entire trajectory of a school district.
Absolutely.
And that's going to carry out into the community as well. We've been blessed to do this in certain schools in the Delta. And we just finished our first year of partnership with Save the Music Foundation. And we just want to continue to grow, to make it available, not trying to cover so much area, but just show that wherever we are and if we implement this, it can be a benefit. It is a benefit and a great tool to have in your tool belt, educators. So think Mindfulness Through Music as you prepare for your school year this year.
And it's a great time to get in touch with Kimball Funches, our very special guest. On the Blues and Arts Hour, I'm Jim Thorne. I want to thank Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Without them, the show might not be possible, thanks to them. And also to Trip over there at the Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. And they have live jazz once a month. Check out their webpage for that. And Kimball, you've been over there a few times.
Yes, yeah. I think we've done like three shows at Fusion. Wonderful atmosphere, man. Yeah. I mean, that's just, can't say enough about Fusion. Trip and the team there.
That's right. All right. We're going to take a break for our CBS News update. Our time now is 9:31. Jim Thorne here on 103.9 WYAB. 23 minutes until 10. Jim Thorne here on the Blues and Arts Hour, 103.9 WYAB. Kimball Funches is in the studio this morning and having some good conversation. Very innovative work that Kimball is involved in, along with performances. Kimball, where's home for you? Where do you make your home?
I grew up in Crystal Springs, Jim, and I now live in Madison, Mississippi, and came to college and Jackson State University for undergrad, and haven't moved that far from the area, so still live here, and Crystal Springs, Mississippi.
It's a beautiful town. I've been through there just recently, so it's really nice.
Yes, that's where it all began, man. Mm-hmm.
And I know you're very involved in your church. You know, give a shout out to your church.
Yes, Pearl Street AME Church, under the leadership of Pastor Boyd, the Reverend Dr. Pastor Boyd. And it's just beautiful family. There are beautiful people there, man. It's just started going there in college chair of the music department, Dr. James, would invite the music majors over to come and play at church and read from the hymnal. And he knew what he was doing, because when we moved away, we would come back sometime, and now we're back here. So Pearl Street AME Church is our home.
You know, I'm sure you've got a terrific music ministry over there, right?
Yes, we enjoy it.
Well, speaking of that, I've got another track here. It's called Lord, You Are So Precious. Background on this one, Kimball.
That's the first gospel instrumental that has been released, and that's done with the Only for Jesus music team out of Louisiana. And we're partnering and working on some music through Only for Jesus, Jim. I've had an opportunity to record horns for Bishop Marvin Winans and Mr. Spencer Taylor on a song, and I'd have never thought I'd have had an opportunity to put horns on a song. Everything Will Be All Right is that song, and they have a wonderful production team there, and so they produce this Only for Jesus with musicians, and it's part of music ministry.
Yep.
Only for Jesus.
All right, this is it. Lord, You Are So Precious, Kimball Funches. Here we go. All right, Kimbo Funches. Lord, you are so precious. And you say that's part of an album, Kimbo?
There's the production team, they do compilation projects.
Okay.
And they have several artists, some from Baltimore, just many different places, Mississippi, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And they just making it a team effort to get gospel music out. And just and their theme is only for Jesus. What we do for Jesus will last. So I love the ministry. I love what they're doing. And they're also about impacting the lives of young people. They're putting the music in the hands of young people. It's their turn.
Yeah.
You know, anything Kimball is doing, he's repeating now. So it's about paying it forward, getting it to the young professionals as early as we can, as best we can. And it's their turn. Greatness is on their shoulders now.
Boy, that's well said. Kimball Funch is our special guest in the studio on the Blues and Arts Hour. My name is Jim Thorne. Stay tuned. We've got one more segment to go. We're going to hear some more music and conversation with Kimball. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. And thanks also to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. 15 minutes until 10. Y'all don't go away. We're 10 minutes away from 10. I'm Jim Thorne on the Blues and Arts Hour, 103.9 WYAB. Kimball Funches is in the studio. What a tremendous talent he is, not only as a trumpet player, but also as an educator and really doing some creative things, seeing his wife with mindfulness through music. Again, Kimball, how can people access that?
Yes, on Facebook and Instagram, you go to Kimball Funches Music. And from Mindfulness Through Music, same thing, Mindfulness Through Music LLC on Facebook as well as Instagram. And we also have the YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and type in Kimball Funches. All the music videos, everything that is there is just for relaxation purposes and kids, family, everybody. It's family friendly. Everything is about the positivity of the energy. So that's it.
Well, if anybody wanted to get in touch with you, if you can't remember that, just call me at the radio station or email me, jim@wyab.com, especially if you're an administrator, a teacher, or a principal in school. Get in touch with Kimball. I'll just say that. I think it can make a world of difference. Kimball, I've got a track queued up. It's Reconnect and Sacrifice. I want you to kind of maybe talk about this for a bit.
Yes, Jim. Reconnect and Sacrifice is our most recent release. It was released on July 7th, which was my birthday as well.
Happy
and
birthday.
Reconnect and Sacrifice is just a general reminder for us to, stay connected to the things that matter most for us. God, family, and our purpose and our gift in life. So those components are most important in what we do and how we navigate through life, and that's our motivation. So reconnect is to stay close to those things and be reconnected to what's important in our life, and sacrifice those things that are about busyness, not taking care of business, but busyness that keeps us busy and distracted, where we're unable to be the best that we can be in our gifts and our purposes. So reconnect and sacrifice. The journey is just it's just a meditation process and relaxation music that hopefully will help and encourage others to reflect on that and be mindful that as we go through life, let's not lose sight of the most important things, our why, and paying it forward and leaving the best opportunities for the young professionals that are coming behind us, this next generation. Yes, they are our future, but they're also our here and now. So we're investing and paying it forward like others have done before us.
There you go. This is Kimball Funches on the Blues and Arts Hour. Here we go. All right, Kimball Funches and Reconnect and Sacrifice. And again, Kimball, how can people find your music?
All the digital platforms. We're iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer. You can find it on all platforms. Go to YouTube, type in Kimball Funches, and it is there. We also have a Mindfulness Through Music podcast on Spotify. You can check out Mindfulness Through Music on the podcast. And YouTube channel, Kimball Funches.
Kimball, you just completed a program, a yearly program at the Mississippi School for the Blind. Elaborate on that for a moment.
This past year, as you stated, Jim, we completed our first year as the director of bands and music education coordinator for the Mississippi School for the Blind and the Deaf. And we were able to accomplish so much. Just restructuring the program. It's been a few years since they had the instrumentation and playing instruments, so we were able to go back and implement plans for kindergarten through 12th grade. Mm-hmm. So elementary music education, we're working with the students on using those skill sets to help navigate through the educational day. And also, we had a 8th through 12th grade ensemble this year. Ooh, so we performed at SCASB, which is a School for the Blind competition in Talladega, Alabama. So the students performed there. And mind you, we just started the ensemble in August. And by January, they were performing at a competition in Alabama. And there's footage out there. And so if we can do that in year one, the students as well as myself, we're encouraged to what we can do moving into year two and moving forward. And the 8th through 12th graders are so excited about sharing what they learn with the younger students. That's what's going to be the connect the dot mm-hmm. moment. Mm-hmm. Sharing it with the middle school students. They're going to teach. We have a motto that we use, God bless me to create, and it's called We Model Behavior, We Demonstrate Behavior, and We Teach Behavior. So the students, as they learn it, they can share it with others. And so from high school to middle school and then to elementary education, they're all partnering to help one another. So we're so excited about that.
That is so cool. Kimball Funches, and how can people find out more about your program, Mindfulness Through Music?
At this point, go to Mindfulness Through Music on Facebook as well as Instagram, and you're going to see activities that we're doing from different schools and other places, just sharing the information. And on that, send us a message, and we can share with you the overview of what Mindfulness Through Music is, how it ties in not only to your music education program, but also as a cross-curricular tool for your professional development, for your teachers, your staff, your leadership team. And we want to make it available to as many as we can.
All right. Very good. Kimball Funches, it's been a pleasure having you back in the studio.
Thank you, Jim. As always, you do an amazing job. Thank you for all you do.
Well, thanks for what you're doing. A lot of enthusiasm there, and I tell you what, I encourage our listeners, get in touch with Kimball if you have any curiosity. Thank you, Kimball. All right, the Blues and Arts Hour. It's made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to locally owned, one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House in the township, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Again, my name is Jim Thorne. Thank you so much for listening. Until next week. God bless.